When we start this Zvachim, we are in the 10th parak. We are up to Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah tells us, Kashem Shehen Kodmin Behakravosin, Kach Hein Kodmin Behilosin. In the previous Mishnah Beis through Dalid, we're learning that there is a specific order that when it comes to various karbanos, which one is more kadosh, holy, so that will be brought first. So too, not only the actual bringing the sacrifice, but also the sacrifices in which are consumed, eaten by the owner or by the Kohen, also it's in that exact same order. So for example, as we mentioned before, the chatas, the sin offering, that will be eaten before the asham, guilt offering, the asham before the todah, the thanksgiving offering, the todah before the shlomim, the peace offering, etc. And then the Mishnah discusses the following question. What happens if you have shlomim shel emesh or shlomim shel hayom? That you have two peace offerings, which of course, therefore, it means the amount of time is the same, except one was brought yesterday, one was brought today. So person would probably want to have the fresh meat, which is probably much more tasty, as opposed to the meat which was already from yesterday. And shlomim is eaten the day that it's slaughtered, that night as well as the next day. So the Mishnah tells us, shel emesh kodmin, that what we do is we take the meat, or the karbon, and eat that which was sacrificed yesterday, which is also the FIFO method, which is first in, first out. We will first eat that which is older, and the newer will wait until later. Obviously, because even though the newer carbon is more delicious, fresher, but we don't want this other meat to spoil. What happens if you have the following dilemma? This is the last case of this Mishnah. Shlomim shel emesh v'chatos v'ashem shel hayom. On one hand, you have meat which is old, which is a shlomim, because it was already sacrificed yesterday. On the other hand, you have a chatas and ashem shel hayom, which you just slaughtered the sin or the guilt offering, in which the kedusha of those offerings are of greater sanctity. So what do we do? Do we go after that which is more kadosh, or that which is the concern of it spoiling? So in this, you can imagine we have a machlokas. Shel emesh kodmin divi Rameir. Rameir feels that we should be more concerned, even though normally we would not eat the shlomim first because we're concerned that it may spoil this meat, therefore you better eat the shlomim from yesterday. However, the chachamim omrim hachatas kodemes, that you should still eat the chatas first, and the reason is, as we established before, because it has a higher level of kedusha. In fact, the halacha is like the chachamim.